Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition to Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay? What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, nothing much, man. Our football's back.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to kick off with football. We're going to talk Jets, Giants, Mets, Yankees. Of course, we're going to talk about, when we speak about the Mets, we're going to talk about Chipper Jones playing his last game at Citi Field. We'll discuss that when we talk about the Mets. We're going to give you a little Nick news, a little Isaiah Thomas news, a little twist in the Isaiah Thomas saga. We'll get into that momentarily. And as usual, we're going to talk sports entertainment, talk about WWE news, Bret the Hitman Hart returns to Montreal, first time in 15 years. We'll discuss that and a little TNA news. But of course, folks, you know the number. You know the show's Sports Urban Legend with Macaulay Matthew and, of course, me, William Ramo. And the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. You know the deal. But let's kick off with a little football. Are you ready for some football, Macaulay?
I'm ready.
All right, let's start with the good news first. Jets, man, they finally displayed the Wildcat. And Mark Sanchez, man, he had a great game. He threw for 19 of 27 for 26 yards. Got the three touchdowns. Did throw an interception, but I mean, this guy was phenomenal today.
Yeah, they routed the Bills. The Bills are not a good team. I mean, I know, you know, nothing against the Jets, but the Bills, they're not a great team, man. They finished the preseason at 0-4, so they're gonna be just as bad as they were at the end of the second half of last year. So
yeah, and if you want to blame somebody on the Bills, you gotta look to the quarterback and Fitzpatrick. I mean, he did throw three touchdowns, but he also threw three interceptions, and you know, and just like he was last year, he's been erratic. I mean,
yeah,
I think he threw, what was he like, threw like what, 23 touchdowns and 22 interceptions or something like that. I mean,
yeah.
A quarterback, you can't. I mean, it's totally unacceptable. I mean, for your touchdowns and your interceptions to be like pretty much identical.
Yeah, I mean, they have their team does have talent, but the quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got to cut back on the interceptions. I mean,
oh, totally. And I gotta bone to pick with the defense in the second half. I mean, you know, sure, they won 48 points, but that second half, especially in the fourth quarter, they made Fitzpatrick look like a pro bowler there, throwing those two TDs. I mean, the defense looked like they let down a bit. And one of the scores in the first half, I believe it was the first one, they had a guy tackled, and two guys fell on top of each other on the Jets, and they let him score.
Right. Yeah,
so,
I mean the Jets, they played good. You know, Sanchez, like you said, he looked good. Tebow looked good in the Wildcat.
Yep.
And they had him, like, you know, they also had him in the passing and running game a little bit, you know. So they threw a lot of different looks and schemes at the Bills. But the Bills are a horrible, horrible team. I think they'll win at least. I don't see them winning more than five games this year. To be honest with you.
It's like you just read my mind just now. I was just thinking the same thing.
It could be like 5-11.
Yeah.
So.
You better pray Jim Kelly comes out of retirement. But all seriousness, you know, a very good win for the Jets. I mean, they scored 48 points, but, you know, Curley had a good game. He scored two touchdowns, including a 68-yard touchdown reception.
Yep.
You know, they all play well. You know, Sean Green had a rushing touchdown. I mean, the guys, they all played well for the most part. But shifting gears to the other team, you know, that we just talked about the good news. Now we got to get, you know, to the bad news. Town. And of course, I'm talking about, of course, your football, New York Giants, and they fell on Wednesday to the rival Dallas Cowboys by the score of 24-17. And tell us what you feel about that.
Well, you know, both teams looked a little rusty. You know, I guess it's the first game of the regular season, but I mean, for the most part, it wasn't really a high-scoring game, evenly matched game. There's a few missed tackles, especially when the Cowboys running back, what's his name? Was it DeMarco Murray?
Murray.
You know, there was a missed tackle by Kiwanuka and Tuck there, and he ran for like 48 yards. And then after that, I think the Cowboys scored later on. But, you know, a lot of missed tackles. A lot of misplays. Victor Cruz, you know, he dropped three passes and committed two penalties, so he was a little rusty. And Nix, he made his comeback. You know, he's come back from a injury, surgery that he had for an injury. And I don't think Bradshaw played. That's what I don't remember.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. So he's also coming back from injury. So. And the defense, you know, they've been hurt by some injuries, you know, in front of preseason. So Giants are still trying to, you know, it's the first game of the season, so there's nothing to panic about. You know, some injuries right now and some a little rust. But Cowboys played a great game. Tony Romo, he was like 22 for 39, threw for 22 to 29 passes, 307 yards, 3 touchdowns, you know.
1 pick.
Yeah, 1 pick. Eli was 21 of 32, 213 yards, 1 touchdown.
Yeah.
But Cowboys just, they played better. They, you know, they edged us and they win the first game of the season. But like I said, it's the first game of the season. Nothing to panic about. We'll see them again later. And I think these Giants, you know, they're going to have a good season. So we'll see.
Yeah. I think, like you said, so, you know, first game of the season. And plus, you know, this is going to light a fire under them. I mean, people were, you know, pretty much, you know, thinking they were the favorites, you know, since they're defending champions.
Right.
And, you know, as you know, the Giants.
We're always underdogs. We have nothing to worry about.
You know, they play better.
That's our MO.
They play better, you know, when their chips are down.
Exactly. You know, I like it that way.
I like it as a, you know me, I root for the underdogs team. So, you know, I definitely relate with that. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love if they would, you know, if they could win every week.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
be favorites and, you know, just beat every people without, you know, having to win on the road all the time. But, you know, I like playing the underdog role, you know?
Yeah.
I like when no one expects us to win.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. But yeah, you know, like you were saying, it's just 1 week, you know, nothing to panic. And, you know, Giants are going to bounce back.
Yeah, it's one game.
Yep. And let's switch gears to another team you love, the New York Yankees.
Yep.
They win the series 2 out of 3. They won today 13 of 3. Granderson hit his 35th. Jeter homered for his 15th. And pretty much tell us what you thought about this series, you know, Yankees winning 2 out of 3.
Well, it was a 4-game series. It was started on Thursday, but
yes, you're right. They split the series.
Yeah, we split the series with them, and entering today, both teams were tied for first place. Yankees, you know, it was a tough loss, like I told you last night, with Swisher was the last man up in the ninth inning, and he hit a ground ball to the second baseman, and he ran his hardest to get to first base. And it looked like he was safe when they played the highlight, but the umpire called him out.
Right.
You know, it looked like he was safe. Then he ended up injuring his hamstring again, you know, after the game. And so today he didn't play, and it looks like he might be out for a few more games. So they're talking about he might be out for the season maybe. So who knows? But
hopefully not.
Yeah, I hope so, because, you know, that we really need him. The offense really needs him, you know, because our offense has been struggling with him the last month or so. But this series, the offense exploded, especially the last 3 games. I mean, today they whooped the Orioles 13-3. Granderson came off the bench, and he had 5 RBIs, and he had a home run. And, yeah, he looked good. So I hope, Granderson is back, because he's been going through a 5-for-43 skid before his game. So,
yeah,
you know, he really helped out today. And Freddy Garcia pitched well for 4 innings, then turned it over to the bullpen. And we win this game today, and we're back in first place for the moment.
Yeah, because those Orioles, they're not playing, and you got the Rays right behind you. What are they, like a game or two behind you?
Yeah, it's about a game and a half. You know, it's going to be a dogfight, you know. A dogfight for that division, so.
Doubt about it.
Hopefully Yankees could outlast these next few weeks.
And avoid a collapse like Braves and Red Sox had last year.
Yeah, well, the thing, it wouldn't be a really a collapse since Yankees had the lead early.
Yeah.
Like in July, I think they had like a 10-game lead. And then by August, it was down to like, what, 5 or 4. And then it was like 3-2. And then it started to decrease every week after that. So,
right.
You know, the thing, the difference would be that those teams entered September with like, what, a 6-game or 7-game lead or something like that.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think one of them had like a 10-game lead too, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe even both of them.
Yes, the Yankees only entered September with like a 2-game lead or something like that. So it's not
historic.
Yes, it's not historic, but you know it's still, you know, you're leading early. You know, it's still, you know, it would be heartbreaking to lose a division after leading by 10 games early on. So
yeah, definitely.
But I hope they could pull it out. We'll see.
Yeah, no, of course, Jabba, he gets his first win of the year after coming back from that injury he had playing with his kid earlier this year.
Yeah.
And Britton gets the loss for the Orioles. So, you know, Yankees split the series and away they go.
Yep.
Now switching gears to the other team in town, my New York Mets, they get swept by the Braves, and the bigger story about that is that Chipper Jones played his last series in New York, you know, in front of the Mets crowd.
How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm glad he's retiring. I'm glad he's retiring. I mean, you know, reading some of his articles, I mean, I couldn't stand Chipper Jones. Chipper Jones was, I mean, I still can't stand him still to this day, but,
you know,
I got to tip my cap. I mean, he's a future Hall of Famer. You know, the guy, he's truly embraced New York City.
Yep.
I mean, you know, he says some of his greatest moments was, you know, the 9/11 game, which Braves lost.
Oh, yeah. And
another memorable game. Of course, he has to hit that 2-run home run to give Mets that win in that 9/11 game. And another memorable moment he had was when Robin Ventura in the NLCS, 99 NLCS, hit the Grand Slam single.
Oh, right.
And, of course, you know, Mets fans started the whole Larry chant because his full name is Larry Wayne Jones Jr. or something like that. So
right.
He said that, you know, when other teams in other towns like Cincinnati start calling him Larry, he thinks they're posers because, you know, the Mets fans are the one that started that whole Larry chant. So, yeah, I mean, before he was, I mean, a total jerk, but it looked like his last couple of years, you know, he's embraced the city of New York.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing he's, you know, retiring. Mets don't have to face him until later this month in Turner Field. Hopefully Mets can, you know, make him cry in front of his hometown fans by hopefully winning this series. But, you know, a great player, you know.
Yep. Indeed.
And he didn't start today. He pinch hit, but he, you know, he walked on 4 pitches. But the story of the day, Chris Young was looking for his first win as a Met at Citi Field. He hasn't won a game at Citi Field in the 2 years he's pitched for the Mets.
Oh,
as
really?
As surprising as that sounds.
Wow.
But he got the no decision. I think who's he facing again today? I'm trying to remember. Was it Met? No, it wasn't Met.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm trying to look quickly. I forgot. What's the guy he faced? Someone I've seen before. I just can't remember the guy's name. I'm trying to look it up quickly.
Yeah, I didn't see the game, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, what was it? remember who the guy was. Oh, Hansen. I think it was Tommy Hansen. I haven't seen it. I'm trying to look for the name. I'm pretty sure it was Tommy Hansen. I'm trying to look for it, but...
Tommy Hansen.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure it's Tommy Hansen, but... Oh, well. Anyway, either way, it didn't matter anyway, because the closer, Kimbrel, came, got the win, and Bobby Parnell got the loss, because Brian McCann hit a sacrifice fly in the 10th to make it 3-2 Braves, and that was the final.
Oh, okay.
But in any case, you know, Mets get swept, and Strasburg, who was supposed to face the Mets in September 12, he's going to get shut down. He got shut down immediately after his horrible start, where he pitched 3 innings and gave up 5 runs.
Yeah, that's really dumb. That's really stupid that...
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you now. You were saying it was really dumb. I thought you said more after that.
Yeah, no, I said it's really dumb that the Redskins are... Not the Redskins, Nationals are shutting him down. That's their number one ace right there. I don't care, like, if you're worried that he's a young pitcher and you're concerned about how much throws, how much pitches he throws. I mean, come on, like,
yeah,
let the guy pitch.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great year. I mean, only Gio Gonzalez's teammate, who has 18 wins, and of course Ari Dickey, who's having a phenomenal year, who's also tied with 18 wins and should win the Cy Young if, you know, the baseball doesn't have prejudice against knuckleballers. Dickey should win. But, yeah, I totally agree with you that Strasburg should play the rest. I understand they're afraid that he's going to get injured, but, you know, they should have started him later on in the season so that in a way that as soon as he starts, he'll be able to pitch throughout the rest of the year, and most importantly in the playoffs, where they might finally have a chance to win a championship. What's your thoughts on that? Can you hear me?
Me?
Hey, Mac.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Okay, I hear you now.
What's going on? Do you hear me?
I hear you now. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I was saying, can you hear me?
Hey, I hear you perfectly now.
All right, I was saying that the Nationals are, I mean, do they want to win a World Series this year?
I guess not, because they arrested one of their best starters. I mean, it's really I don't know, asinine. I guess that's the word that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to win the World Series. Why would you arrest one of your best starters?
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, well, we have a call online. They might want to talk about the Strasburg issue.
All right, let's let the caller call in. Hello, caller.
Hi, William. Hi, Macaulay.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
It's the number one fan.
Yeah.
That's right. Glad to have them. Oh, one.
What's up?
Who's this? Hello, I can't hear you. Hello, I can't hear you.
Okay. What's on your mind? You came to talk about what you came to talk about, like Mets,
Yankees. To talk about wrestling.
All right, sure. Let's dive into that. What's your thoughts?
I watched Santino's show today.
Oh, I didn't see it yet.
Foreign Exchange. And there was this guy named Yoshitatsu, and he asked Kofi Kingston, what did he ask him again? Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. He was saying,
what does a yellow light mean?
He said, when you see a yellow, you know, the sign, you know, on the stop sign, you see the yellow light in the stop sign, what do you do? Let me ask you, Macaulay, if you know that.
If you see a yellow in the stop sign?
Yeah, a yellow light in the stop sign. What do?
You begin to stop.
Yeah, well, Kofi told him to slow
Kofi
down.
Kofi Kingston said slow down, but Yoshitatsu thought that he was saying to slow down his words.
Oh. He just kept. So they had like a who's on first moment. They kept repeating the same stuff like at least 4 or 5 times because Yoshitatsu thought he meant that he should slow down his speaking. But Kofi was telling him the answer, but he didn't get it.
And Kofi just walked away from him.
Yeah, because Santino in this episode, he's looking for a foreign correspondent for his show. He's like, so that's pretty much the whole thing about that.
Oh, okay.
What's your thoughts about Bret Hart returning tomorrow on Raw in Montreal, the place where he, of course, the infamous Montreal screw job went down like 15 years ago or so?
I don't care.
It should be a memorable moment.
I think it's great. I mean, I can't wait to see him back in Montreal on Raw.
Me too.
Hopefully he gets screwed again.
Nah, I doubt that. Unless if they're
I'm just kidding.
CM Punk has a... They have him and CM Punk have like a... You know, like a argument which could lead to a small brawl maybe. You know, who knows? And, oh yeah, another thing, a big thing about what happened last week.
Let's talk about AJ.
Speaking
about that, AJ got beat up by Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah, she did. She did.
And she didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
She slapped the crap out of her.
Because the board of directors said that she's a GM. She shouldn't have get physical with the managers or the wrestlers.
Yeah, but she was, like, hitting chairs in the ring and stuff like that. She might have had a fight.
Yeah, that didn't look professional either, even though I do,
exactly.
You know, I am an AJ fan.
She's going to get her revenge, watch.
Yeah, she's going to fight, because Vicky slapped her, I mean, like, multiple times. There has to be a retaliation eventually.
Yeah, it will be, watch.
Yeah. And what's your thoughts about CM Punk aligning himself with Paul Heyman and having that surprise attack on Cena, which led to Del Rio beating Cena on Monday, I should say. Hello, caller.
Caller?
The caller is not here anymore.
Very funny. What's your thoughts on CM Punk and Paul Heyman having an alliance now?
I don't care.
That's major news, man. That's major news. How could you not care?
I think it's a great idea. I mean,
yeah.
And you could have him and Brock Lesnar maybe tag team with each other at a pay-per-view, maybe.
And some people are thinking maybe they might have like a alliance, you know, like a faction and have like this new NWO type, you know, group.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool.
Okay.
Hey, anything else you would like to talk about?
No.
All right,
thanks, you guys.
Thanks for, anytime.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, thanks. Quickly, let's talk about the Knicks. Apparently, Isaiah Thomas doesn't want the job to work with the Knicks as of right now. The Dolan is pushing him to have it. They are apparently reportedly, met with each other, like, on Saturday. They had, like, a dinner with each other, you know, for their huge fan friends, apparently, Dolan wants him back, but Isaiah doesn't want the job as of right now, I guess because of the heat he has, but he might in the future. That's what I'm reading.
Dolan is stupid. Really dumb.
Yeah, this guy, man, he doesn't care what the fans think, man. He's not like us, man. We care about the fans. And, of course, we want to thank the fans for calling and listening to the show.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for coming on the show also.
No problem, man. Anytime.
And, of course, by the way, Bubba Ray signs a 2-year deal with TNA. D-Von is no longer with TNA. He might come back to WWE, I guess maybe as a wrestler or most likely as a behind-the-scenes guy.
That's cool.
Yeah, it would be nice to have them both back, but you know the deal. So, of course, he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo.
I'll see you guys next week.
Peace.